Saint of the Day with Father Anthony Casamento.
Saint Teresa of Avila. Teresa was born in 1515 in Avila. She proved at an early age that she was an intelligent and thoughtful person. Teresa and her brother Rodrigo didn't play the same games that the other children played. Instead, they preferred to go to the garden and read. They were most interested in reading the Bible and the stories of the lives of the saints. They were also fascinated by the story of the saints. The idea of sainthood fascinated them. To them, it seemed that the saints would be in the presence of God forever. In their childlike way, they would run around the garden chanting, "Forever, forever, forever." Teresa became a nun and was very happy to enter the convent. She enjoyed her life in the convent and began to realize that she had been given a special gift. She was able to see heavenly visions. She chronicled these visions in her writing. One vision came in the form of an angel who appeared to Teresa bearing a long golden spear. The angel was smiling and gentle, so she did not frighten Teresa. The angel thrust the spear into Teresa's heart. Instead of feeling pain, Teresa felt safe and at peace. The spear was not really a spear, but the love of God. When the vision passed, Teresa felt very close to God. Teresa did many great things. She knew how to pray, and many people wanted to learn from her. She wrote books to help them. People still read these books today. When she died, her prayers were answered. She got to be with God forever. After her death, she was made a saint and also confirmed as a doctor of the church for her writing and teaching on prayer. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.